So we appreciate the privilege, opportunity to be here tonight. Glad to be in the service. We're glad you're here in the service tonight. Just ask you to pray for us just a minute. Might be able to get ourselves out of the way. Just do that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. We're going to read some out of the 14th chapter, I believe it is, 14th chapter of the book of Acts. There's chapter, book of Acts. We'll start with the first verse. And it came to pass in Iconium that they went both together into the synagogue of the Jews. And so spake that a great multitude, both of Jews and also of Greeks, believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil affected against the brethren. Long time, therefore, abode they, speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. But the multitude of the city was divided, and part held with the Jews and part with the apostles. And when there was an assault made both of the Gentiles and also of the Jews with their rulers to use them despitefully and to stone them, they were aware of it and fled unto Lystra and Derbe and Lycaonia and unto the region that lieth round about. And there they preached the gospel. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on thy feet." And he leaped and walked. And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Laconia, "The gods are come down to us in the likeness of men." And they called Barnabas Jupiter, and Paul Mercurius, because he was the chief speaker. Then the priest of Jupiter, which was before the city, brought oxen and garlands unto the gates, and would have done sacrifice with the people, which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of, they rent their clothes and ran in among the people, crying out and saying, "Sirs, why do ye these things? We also are men of like passion with you, and preach unto you that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein, who in times past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness in that he did good, gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. And with these sayings, scarce restrained they the people, that they had not done sacrifice unto them. And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And when they had preached the gospel to that city, and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and Iconium and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. And when they had ordained them elders in every church, and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. And after they had passed throughout Pisidia, they came unto Pamphylia. And when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down into Italia, and thence sailed unto Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled. And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them, and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. And there they abode long time with the disciples. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the 14th chapter. Just to be honest with you, there's about five or six chapters here that I could read, and it'd about take that probably to get over what we have. But nonetheless, this is concerning that of, we know the scriptures, and you know and have read these. But this was when Paul and Barnabas was going on their journeys. And at the beginning, when Paul and Barnabas started out, they took John Mark with them. And John Mark had went along with them until they come to this one city. And the scripture didn't mention that John Mark had went with them. So it comes into play after a while. If you go on and read that of the scripture, that ain't what I want to leave with you tonight. It's seemingly that even how the service has went. But I thought about how that the word of God was preached on in that day. And the Bible says here that they said, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. In other words, they was going through a lot of tribulation, my friend, just to preach and to that of the gospel unto the cities round about. You'll find over here, my friend, and the scripture says that there's called Christians first at Antioch. And that was Paul and Silas, I believe it was, that was in Antioch at that time. But I want you to think for just a little bit. We've got a perception a lot of times that, brethren, that when we're Christians, then there's nothing that befalls us. Brethren, when we're Christians, there's nothing that comes against us. Brethren, that perception is wrong tonight. It most certainly is. And there's a lot of folks that thinks, my friend, that just because you're a Christian, that you never will have problems and you never will have things come against you and you never will be sick. My friend, brethren, that ain't what the Bible teaches. My friend, no, it's not. You'll find out early on in the book of Acts that they had killed James, my friend, and they put Peter in prison. My friend, for preaching in the name of Jesus. My friend, we're talking about God's disciples. My friend, them that he commissioned to go and to preach the word. My friend, amongst all nations. My friend, brethren, they put Peter in prison. Can I ask you a question? My friend, tonight you might say, preacher, I'm going through a trial. My friend, or I'm facing this and I'm facing that. My friend, you're not exempt tonight just because you're a Christian. My friend, that I hope and pray and that I can prove to you by God's word. My friend, that he will go with you. Yes, he will. Yes, sir. And my friend, Peter got thrown in prison. And my friend, the Bible says that the church was over there praying. And my friend, at the house, they had gathered at the house. And my friend, and they was praying. And my friend, for Peter. And they most certainly did. And my friend, this Bible says that Peter, and my friend, was awoken by the angel. And my friend, and Peter himself, thought that he is in a trance. And my friend, yes, sir. Yes, he did. And my friend, have you ever had God to come to your rescue? And my friend, have you? And my friend, have you ever had God just to deliver you? And my friend, out of something you could not deliver yourself. And my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Some things are simple when we, and my friend, go down the journey. And my friend, and some things are difficult. And my friend, they most certainly are. And my I friend, it makes us question. Ain't I friend, the Lord, it makes us. Ain't I friend, as we might doubt. Ain't I friend, whether God can move or not. Ain't I friend, yes, sir, I thought about. Ain't I friend, Brethren O.A.J. Ain't I friend, Patterson. Ain't I friend, yes, sir. Ain't I friend, think about it. Ain't I friend, O.A.J. Ain't I friend, said that he worked for. Ain't I friend, Barwick, I believe it was. Ain't I friend, one of the older. Ain't I friend, y'all know. Ain't I friend, who? Ain't I friend, said he worked for him. And they had a little division over in Trenton, I believe it was. And I friend, and they come to him and said, AJ, I said, we need to send you over yonder. And I friend, and work on a piece of equipment. And I friend, oh, AJ. And my friend, he said, I had no clue. And my friend, how to work on that machine. And no, sir. And my friend said he is going across the mountain. And my friend, there's a little road on the side. And my friend, the Lord just told him to pull over. And my friend, he pulled over, he got out, went down there and prayed. Yes, sir. And my friend said, Lord, you give me, and my friend, what I need. And my friend, to fix this equipment. Yes, sir. And my friend, preacher, that's just simple, is it? And my friend, is it? And my friend, you ever, I ain't going to get into it. And my friend, there's too much. I'll tell you something. And my friend, you think you're in trouble? And my friend, I doubt any of you been put in jail for being a Christian. Glory. My friend, hallelujah. My friend, you know what I like about the story that AJ told. My friend, he went on over. And brethren, he fixed that equipment. My friend, he come back. My friend, he said, I could. He said, you know, I said, I pulled in there where I prayed. And my friend, I got out and went down there and I thanked him. Thanked him. Thank God for helping me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And my friend, hear me. Hear me. There ain't none of you been put in prison. And my friend, if you have, raise your hand. And my friend, and my friend, brother, it wasn't easy to get out of prison. Do you know that? And my friend, not just that, my friend, he wasn't just in the prison. And my friend, I believe the scripture said they'd put double cuffs on him. Shackled him double. And my, yes, sir. They meant to keep him. Yes, sir. And my friend, brother, after a while, church was praying. And my friend, brethren, after a while, angels showed up. And my friend, you say, preacher, I got problems. And my friend, and I can't fix them. And my friend, the truth of it is, we can't. And my friend, but he can. Yes, sir. And my friend, and if he don't fix the problem, he'll see you through it. And my friend, I can affirm to that. Can't you? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And my friend, I thought, And I thought, this is one of them, church. I'm going backwards instead of forward. Hey, now, friend, and by preaching, hey, now, friend, I doubt I'll ever get to my message. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Hey, now, friend, but I hope you get the gist. Hey, now, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're talking about Peter. Hey, now, friend, the one that stood on the day of Pentecost. Hey, now, friend, yes, sir, and preached the word. Hey, now, friend, and 3,000 souls was added. Hey, now, friend, to the church. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, now, friend, they put him in prison. Hey, now, friend, the Bible said that angel showed up. Hey, now, friend, them shackles fell off. Hey, now, friend, he told him, just follow me. Hey, now, friend, brethren, that angel went through the door, and so did Peter. Hey, yes, sir. Glory. And my friend said they went out down by the way. And my friend, and they come to the outer gate. And my friend, and said when they come to it, glory, I said it just opened of its own accord. And my friend, when Peter walked through that gate, he stood in the street, and it said the angel disappeared. How glory, hallelujah. And my friend Peter come to himself. And my friend, and so he said, I'll just go down to the house. And my friend, yes, sir. And got down there. Yes, sir. And knocked on the door. And my friend, the Bible says that he spoke. The damsel said, who is it? And he said, I'm Peter. And I, yes, sir. Glory, hallelujah. She didn't open the door. And I, glory, hallelujah. And my friend, you want to know how to get out of jail? And my friend, just live for God. And my friend, live for the Lord. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. And my friend, she went in there and told them, I love this. And my friend, I really do. It reminds me a lot about Baptist. Yes, sir. And my friend, the little damsel went in there and said, Peter's at the door. Yes, sir. And they said, no. I said, it can't be Peter. And no, sir. And my friend, the one they was praying for. And my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And my friend, makes me think about Baptist a lot of time. And my friend, praying and not believing that he'll do it. Yes, sir. And my friend, and my friend, we'll come to the altar, we'll make us an altar, we'll pray. And my friend, give it all to God. And my friend, and when we get back up, we get it all with us. And my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And my friend, brethren, when you come, you need to bring it all. Thank God, but you need to leave it. I'll leave it. Thank God. See if God can't take care of it. He can do it. And my friend, he most certainly can. My friend, let me tell you something. And my friend, God just don't work in natural things. And my friend, no, sir. No, sir. It might take me and you sometimes naturally understanding some things. And now, friend, and we say God's not in it, the truth of it is, He's more interested in your spirituality, than He is your natural. Yes, sir, what'd she say? Take no thought of what you eat, what you drink, what you gonna wear. That's what the book says. Take no thought for tomorrow, for no one knows what tomorrow holds. Take no thought for what you wear. I can remember now, I didn't. That I know what a flour sack was. And I seen kids in school that wore them. Used to be a common thing. My mother, said it was, she was a teenager before she ever got a dress. Wore a flour sack. Not the same one all the time, but that's what they wore. Why, preacher, that's what they had. Can I tell you something? She lived to be 81 year old. Glory, hallelujah. I didn't see her never beg. For something to eat. Glory to God. We might have eat the same thing over and over again. Had any potatoes left at supper, they become potato patties next morning. Glory, hallelujah. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. Listen to me. But I've never seen her beg. What did old David say? He said, I once was young. He said, but I'm now old. He said, I have never seen the righteous forsaken or the seed begging bread. Brethren, you ought to shout, God take care of you tonight. Yes, He will. Glory. Hallelujah. Peter, thank God, got out of prison. And he took care of them that put him in prison. They didn't know where he is at. They didn't. They couldn't find him. You think you got troubles? You ain't never been in prison, have you? For being a Christian. For being a Christian. For preaching in the name of Jesus. I can't say that I have. I might get ridiculed every now and again. I've had people get in my face. About what I preached. Preacher, what'd you do? Well, I kept on preaching. Daddy, he ain't never forgot me, thank God. No, he ain't. Those inspirations sang a song that said, I don't believe he'll forget me. Just a few steps from home. Glory, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something, church. I got more than you can. can listen to in a month of Sundays. Hi, friends, so I'm going to give you all I can. How tomorrow I'll be hunting something else. Yes, sir. Glory! Glory! Hallelujah! Hadn't I, friend, they ain't nothing like it. Hadn't I, friend, when the Lord delivers you? Did you know that? Hadn't I, friend, I've been delivered, ain't you? Hadn't I, friend, I remember a lot of the natural things, but I'm going to tell you, I remember a lot of the spiritual things. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Hadn't I, friend, I appreciate people. Hadn't I, friend, that'll just mind God. Come what may. Hadn't I, friend, brethren, if we put you on trial tonight for being a Christian, is that enough evidence to convict you? Yes, sir. Ray. What's the definition of a Christian? Hadn't I, friend, tonight? We all got a definition. Hadn't I, friend, but what's the real definition? Hadn't I, friend, of being a Christian? They were called Christians first at Antioch. Hadn't I, friend? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They didn't call themselves Christians. No, sir. And if you're a Christian, you'll never call yourself a Christian. Preacher, ain't something wrong with you. Hadn't I, friend, everybody likes to put on. Hadn't I, friend, I'll tell you what you need to put on. Put on Christ. Thank God all these other things, you they'll fall in place. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. Hadn't I, friend, you might have one. I don't know. I ain't got one. Hadn't I, friend, you never have seen me wear one. Hadn't I, friend, brethren, they come out a few years ago, WWJD. Hadn't I, friend? Hadn't I, and everybody and their brother had them. Hadn't I, friend, wear them things? Hadn't I, friend, look at them things? You ain't under the law. You don't need no frontlet, my friend, between your eyes. You don't need some broiders. How do my friend tell you, brethren, when to love God tonight? No, sir. Glory. To keep the commandments. A lot of my friend put frontlets in their eyes. Yes, sir. To remind them. Yes, sir. To keep the commandments. Oh! Preacher, there's something wrong with you tonight. No. No. What's the definition of Christian? Can I tell you something? The world knows what it is. Amos went down there to prophesy unto the children of Israel. Yes, sir, God sent him. Amos, he said he wasn't no prophet, nor was he a son of a prophet. He said, but God told me. Yes, sir. To come down here and to prophesy unto you. Yes, sir. And you know what they said? They said, you go over yonder. That's what they said. But Amos, my friend, prophesied about a wall that was built by a plumb line. Yes, sir. And there's a man stood on top of that wall with a plumb line in his hand. Folks, there's a plumb line when it comes to being a Christian tonight. Yes, they are. If you ain't never used one, you ought to just try it. You know what it'll show you? It'll show you exactly how crooked you are. Woo! Preacher. Woo! It might look right, but brethren, that plumb line will let you know whether it's right. What's the definition of a Christian? Very broad today. Over half this world thinks they're one. Two-thirds of them, really, thinks they're one. But I wonder what the plumb line says. Huh? I thought a lot of times, I'll bring my march to a close. I'm nowhere near. I ain't even getting started. Listen. There's a way to check up. Do you know that? There is. Do you know why ain't many folks likes to read that book right there? Because when you begin to read, you know who you see? I don't see Leroy. I don't see Mike, Steve, Gary, Susan, Sheena. I don't see y'all. When I read that book. But when I read that book, I see me. Me. It's just like a mirror. And even it tells you it's just like a mirror. In here. It'll tell you that. It'll show you that. It'll show you exactly how you line up. It does. Therefore, a lot of folks don't read it. Preacher, I don't like that self-examination. It's what's wrong with us. Do you know it? It's what's wrong with us. It's the reason the definition of a Christian is so broad. It's about like our government. When things get so far out of hand they can't fix it, they just make another law. Don't they? Legalize it. Exactly. But it's just out of hand. We're going to have to do something. Well, the law says this. Where are we going to change at? Can I tell you something? You don't change that. Amen. That's the reason we don't like it. The definition of a Christian. I'm going to bring my remarks to a close. I hope you've got something out of the message tonight. I've enjoyed trying to preach to you. I have. I know I ain't got off first base. And first base is full. Absolutely. Full. It goes on to where Barnabas and Paul separate. And Barnabas took John Mark And Paul took Silas. They went down preaching. You may think I've lost my marbles, but I'm going to say this. I believe it. They was a little damsel that followed them around and said, "These men be of the Most High God." Which was the truth. But she kept saying it over and over and everywhere they went. And Paul got a little disturbed with her. Huh? Yes, he did. He turned and said unto her, said, "Come out of her." Huh? She is possessed. Have you ever run across somebody like that, preacher? There ain't nobody like that in this world. You living in a fantasy. You're living in a cocoon, a box, 10 by 10 or 12 by 12. You don't know what's going on. Listen. And when Paul done what he done, she kept following him, but she wasn't crying, "These men be of the Most High God." But she quit her soothsaying. Yeah. And they was men that's making money off of her. And them men didn't like that. Therefore, they took old Paul and Silas and they put them in jail. Isn't it something, my friend, that the scripture talks about them being in jail? Huh? Isn't it something? You might not think much about that. Sister Charlotte McDougal sings a song, and I can't get it all, but it says, part of that song says, "It's kept me out of jail." I can't help but to just snicker every time I hear that. What's the truth? Huh? I like God's way of living most of all. Huh? And there's a part of a verse in there that says, "It's kept me out of jail." Isn't that wonderful? You might not think much about that, but that's pretty good. That's pretty good. But they put Paul and Silas in prison, in jail, thinking. Well, that's down in Macedonia, wouldn't they? Paul and them was over there in another city and things was going pretty good, but the Spirit sent him down to Macedonia. This is where Paul and Barnabas separated before they had went. And they put him in jail. Did you know the jail could hold you? Huh? It didn't hold Peter. And it did not hold Paul nor Silas. Did it not? And the only one at that time that I can see that Paul helped was the jailer. He was the voice crying out of Macedonia. He needed help. It wasn't just him, his whole household. Didn't it? Lord saved them all. Huh? Yes, sir. And the Bible says that they took Paul and Silas and they took and they washed their stripes. Did it not? Huh? Got them out of jail. I'll hush. That's too much. Too much and all that. That's okay. Hope you got something out of the message. And I don't know. I don't know what you think. But the best I can tell, there's a lot of folks has got a broad definition of what a Christian is. Anybody got anything need to say or do, leave with us.